All right, we're back. Thank you for listening to the Donna and Steve show without Steve on My Talk 107.1.
Yeah.
Everything entertainment.
I'm here today. It's fine. Dawn. He needs to rest because he's not feeling well.
Got a little bit
he's
of
a okay.
cough.
He's had tests, but he is fine when it comes to all that business, but he just needs to get better.
He needs to rest.
He's run down. You know what it's like.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we need his sarcasm. It's fun.
Yeah. Yes. Queen. He'll be back on Monday. Get better, Steve. He's not listening.
No.
I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not either, because then we can't talk about him.
Right.
What's going on with Disneyland, and have you ever been there?
Of course, yeah. I used to live
In California.
Yeah.
Where did you live in California? Grant, you lived in California, too.
Yeah, San Diego. How about you, Don?
Yeah, I'm from Santa Ana, so not too far away from Anaheim, where Disneyland is.
Yeah.
It's in Orange County. So the annual pass customer service, the annual pass holders program is ending. So there's been a year of speculation, and they just confirmed it. They're ending their annual pass holder program effective immediately. Pass holders will be contacted and informed. They said this yesterday, today, and informed that they will be refunded for the unused portion of their annual pass contract contract automatically. So any unused portion. So if it's, you know, if they bought it at the beginning of the year, they'll take off a month, I guess.
Okay.
But, you know, here's the situation. You haven't been able to go.
Right. So, that's true. That
yes.
kind of irritates me when they do that. Like, I had a flight booked, mm-hmm. and I had to book a new flight within a year. Mm-hmm. Or lose it.
Right.
I've already lost a credit
yeah.
for sitting on the runway for 3 hours one time before the flight ever even took off.
Holy
so I got a $50
cow.
Credit. That expired. They're not honoring that.
Oh, because of COVID?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is awful. So I guess they already did this at their Tokyo park. And so the Disneyland Resort president, he shared this letter, and it says, for nearly four decades, our annual passport program has been an important part of connecting with some of our most valued guests, blah blah blah. We're grateful and honored for you to have you, but the sun is setting on the annual passport program. It's going to be disappointing. This isn't just temporary, this is like forever.
Okay, so what does that mean? You buy a pass for the whole year?
Yeah, it's
and
like
then
a
you
season
get to go
pass
in. Okay.
Yep. You get to go in anytime you want.
Got it.
Jason and Colin have them.
Oh, yeah. They do?
Yeah. It's like in my family that's out there, and you might know this too, Don.
Yeah.
It's like the first thing they do every year. It's religion for them. So I'm wondering how they're going to...
Well, they say that they're reconfiguring it, and I don't know what that exactly means. I'm guessing that they are just, I mean, they're trying any way they can. The parks make so much money for them, and they're doing everything they can to make sure that they can maintain and have the park open at all. So I think what they're going to do is they're going to sell like, passes that aren't for the whole year, but maybe like a month long bundle or like a three day. They already do 3 day passes, but like, all right, from September to this time,
like
you
can go.
Like a
twilight rate, essentially.
Yes. So,
cool.
But you know, I don't know if that's true. I just think that that's because they said that they're reconfiguring it and they're going to have a new ticket structure.
Okay.
They're sending out surveys right now to figure out what guests want.
They probably want the annual pass.
That's what they want. Yeah. Now, this has been, Jason said this morning, and we talked about last week, just what's going on just at the parks in general. You know, they're kind of ticking people off because there have been a lot of changes that have happened. You know, they're limiting what season ticket holders have, or even people that stay at the hotels. That's a big thing. Like they ended their, in Florida, they ended their, I don't remember what it's called. Colin's probably listening and screaming at the radio, but it's like the Magic Bus or something. And it goes from, it's a transportation service.
Oh, from like your resort.
From like Disney parks.
Yes.
In Disney Springs, I think in particular. So it's just not, it's hard because it's so expensive to go anyway.
Yes.
And I know that Disneyland in particular in California is really struggling. So... because they've had more lockdowns and it's just COVID is so bad out there.
Very.
People can't even get into hospitals. So it's a little bit different. Florida's been able to stay open or open for like half the year.
What are the differences between Disneyland and Disney World? Is it like just because there's so many other like Epcot Center? And
they're so different. Like Disneyland is limited because you're in when the park was built, it's just a limited space and everything is built up around it. So you can't expand Disneyland.
Got it.
And it's crappier.
Okay. Like, and Disney World just, is like so much
it's
land.
So much. Like they bought so much property. They actually are still, you know, they still have things that they're building on all the time. There's a Star Wars hotel that's going in.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
And they have thousands, you know, hundreds at least of acres. And then you have all those different properties. You have Epcot Center that you can get into, Animal Kingdom, Disney Springs, Disney World.
Yeah.
You know, it's just there's so much to do at Disney World. I would never go to Disneyland unless I lived there.
Okay.
Like,
so
I just
it's more just
it wouldn't
it's
be
an amusement park. It's just an amusement park.
It's kind of like
Disney
going to Valley Fair.
An experience. Okay. Yes.
Well,
which
that's
is great.
Probably like sacrilege to say that to some Disney fans, but. You know, I mean, to compare the two, it's just they're so different.
Okay. There's just so much more in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, got it. I just don't get why they need to end the annual pass thing. It just seems like you're giving money back. Aside from COVID, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why?
If you can get someone to commit for a year, I guess, and you can get all their money up front. I mean, if you're in small business, that's the best way to get money. Like, we used to do that at our golf course. We would have patrons that would get, I'd be like, hey, in the wintertime, because I'm off and I would need money to pay bills, I'd be like, if you give me $300, I'll give you 20% back on that for credit for back at, when this place opens up. So you can use it on food, golf, whatever, but it would help me get through the year.
Sure.
So those, but we, I just, it seems weird to do that. Maybe they're trying to find better ways to give them, to not spend as much money.
I think that they want to make more on, just, I mean, it has to be a moneymaker for them. Mm-hmm. This is just going to be a way that they can charge more for less.
Right. Exactly.
How much is an annual pass?
Oh, God, I don't know, but it's pretty.
Like, are we talking in the thousands?
It's, I'm thinking you're, if it, it depends on if you want like a park hopper, like you can go to all three.
Okay.
And I believe if what I remember is right.
Then, now you're talking Florida.
I'm talking Florida. Somewhere around 900.
Yeah, they say here the Disney Platinum Pass for age 3 and up is $1,295. And then the Florida Resident is $999.
Okay.
So you get a little cheaper there. And then the Platinum Not Plus is $1,100 and $899.
Okay, that actually sounds like a great deal to be able to just access.
I mean, for Jason and Colin, who go so much.
Yeah.
It's kind of like it makes sense for them.
It's a no-brainer.
It really is, because if you break it down into what you would spend for like a 3-day thing, which they so generously paid for me to go. I was
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was crazy. It's very expensive. So,
okay.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's very sad because a lot of those people lost their jobs down there.
Yes.
A lot of Jason and Colin have a lot of friends who work at the parks now that they know.
And at the bar.
Yeah, at the bars. It's just, it's great. The Tune In Lounge and things. And
it's just
like, they've made friends that have come to visit here in Minnesota. And just very sweet. So
that's awesome.
I don't know.
I just hope things get better and we'll be back to normal before the end of the year.
Yes.
We're getting there, guys.
We just have to be patient, honestly. And just to have it turn over, I don't know about you, but just to have it be 2021 mentally made me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
The
yes.
stress of the holidays were gone. Knowing that we have a vaccine.
Yes.
You know, and that we just have to keep trucking.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Yeah. We don't have to deal with political ads anymore.
Oh,
right now.
Mm-hmm.
All of that.
No more vacations for other hosts.
Yeah. That's great. Yes.
So true.
I got to book some vacation.
Yes, Dawn. You need something to look forward to.
I do. So
you definitely
I might
do.
Be doing that.
Do it. Hey, I just want to throw this in there really quick because I just thought it was a strange story. By the way, speaking of strange stories, coming up at 11:30. Wow, we have not heard the last of the Army Hammer craziness.
I haven't read into this a lot, and so Donna will be giving us that information.
Yeah.
I hate to say this, but I'm excited to hear about what kind of creepy stuff Army Hammer's in.
You're not going to be after you hear this. It is out there. It is so out there. One of his ex-girlfriends is talking, and what she has to say is really disturbing.
Oh, how much did they pay her for that?
Good question, Dawn, but wait till you hear it. That's at 11:30. Matthew McConaughey is doing something apparently with, I don't know if it's a WWE. He's hinting at it, but he says he can't say too much because, well, he can't say too much, but it is something that interests him. I think that is such a bad move. Matthew, he's a movie star. I don't want to see my movie stars looking like buffoons in the wrestling ring.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
The biggest movie star right now was one. The Rock.
Oh, that is true.
You know?
But, you know, let's go that way instead of backwards.
I agree with you. Yeah,
you know what
I
mean? It's just, he's hinting that he's going to do something. His kids are big fans. They're 12, 10, and 8.
They're such super fans. Yes.
Yeah, so I get it if you're doing it for your kids, but can't you just have a party in the backyard and, like,
put up a ring? Hire some professional wrestlers to come over and do a live match. You've got the money.
Just stay out of
the
ring.
John Cena and be like, hey, come on over, buddy. Let's have, you know you could got connections to guys like that.
The Rock.
The Rock,
too.
Yeah.
Also, let's just PS say, if he's involved in any movie productions with any studios, they have to pay insurance for their stars.
Oh, that's true.
Aren't they going to say, no, you're not doing that because you're about to film this movie, you can get hurt?
That's a good point, Dawn. This to me is the equivalent, and no disrespect, but of like him deciding to go on Dancing with the Stars. You know what I mean? Like, don't do that.
Wrestling is so huge, Donna. You have no idea.
I know. I used to watch it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
When it was only on in the middle of the night. And I would come back from like a color guard competition.
Oh,
and
we would color guard?
What is that?
Yeah.
You were in color guard?
Yeah, in drum corps. Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. We got to talk about that sometime.
I'll think about it. We got to go though. We got to study when we come back. Are you feeling optimistic this year? Are you guys sound like you
I
are?
Am,
so,
yes.
I will tell you if you are with the majority or the minority. And I've got a study on the most popular takeout food in the U.S. That when we return on Donna and Steve on My Talk. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Donna.
We should give a quick thank you to Chill Boys for supporting the Donna and Steve podcast.
Oh, we have got love for Chill Boys. It's a Minnesota-based company. They offer the best men's underwear that I have ever put on my body.
Yes. Boxers and briefs for men, that's true, but women love wearing them too. I actually put on a pair of boxers this weekend while cleaning the house. I could not believe how cool they felt, like continuously cool.
So here's what's happening with all of that. It's the fabric. They use super soft bamboo fabric. We're part pandas now. So you can keep the boys cool and dry. It's softer than cotton, I'm telling you. And if you're really active, helps fight odors as well. Yep. It is game changing. Covered, Donna, this is real life. It's soft,
know,
it's
I'm
cool,
sorry.
You'll love them.
And hey, ladies.
Ladies.
Try them for yourself or get some for your guy. There's perks for both of you. Check them out at chillboys.com. Chillboys.com.
Truly an amazing product from a great local company right here in Minnesota. Chill Boys. Comfort where it counts.
Hey, we're back. Woo! Welcome. Yeah. It's Donna and Steve. That's not Steve. That's Dawn McClain.
Hi.
Hi. Dawn has been working since about 2 o'clock this morning and has 40 minutes to go.
Oh, no, it's great. I love being here with you guys.
Yay,
and
we love having you.
I like to help out,
thank
so no
you.
Big deal.
Well, Steve will be back on Monday. He's just a little under the weather. So
yes.
Ain't no thing.
Studies have shown that the microbial...
Several long-term studies have shown...
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown...
And here with their findings are study buddies...
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
Well, just like you guys, in spite of everything that we have been through in 2020, 80% of people feel optimistic about this year. How about that?
I think attitude goes a long way.
It does. It really does. You just gotta, you know, the holidays kind of, it's really hard. Like, people are like, what did you do on Christmas? I'm like, laundry?
Yeah.
You know, what did you do?
Yeah.
Yeah. I cleaned my house. You just got to go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not equipped to do that, and I'm sure a lot of people out there have been struggling because it's very isolating for a lot of people. I happen to like to be alone. So
me too.
It hasn't been a problem for me.
I haven't had, I kind of like the fact that I have an excuse as to why I can't go out.
Same.
You guys are not alone. This has been
really,
it's really weird to say this, but I'm the kind of guy that always makes plans on like a Monday and then come Friday. I'm like, why did I make those plans? Yeah.
The best friends are the ones who cancel.
Yes.
I saw that once.
Yes.
That is hilarious.
And so I've been having a great time, to be honest with you.
But if you're a very social person, it's got to be hard. Like I have a very, very, very good friend who she's got to have something planned all the time because she needs something to look forward to.
I do. I'm that way with vacations.
Yes.
You know, I like
but if
to
I
save
have to go
and
out,
plan.
Ugh, and it's like, oh, and I have to take a shower. And then I have to do my hair. I have to find something to wear. I have to get in the car.
I know, girl.
Yeah, it's a whole
I don't
thing.
Even want to go to Target.
Right?
Yeah.
I haven't gone grocery shopping in I don't know how long. I just keep eating stuff. I'm like, well, what can I do with that can
of
corn? I've got some pasta.
It's true. I am the same way. And MC has to go to the store so much because he has two boys.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, he literally goes to the store like every other day.
Yep.
And it's insane the amount of money he spends. And I'm like, oh, we're going to the store again? Oh, he's like, you don't have to go. And I'm like, I know, but I will.
Ugh. Nothing worse than grocery shopping. I hate grocery shopping.
I do too.
Hate it.
I used to, when I was a single person, I would make a game out of it and I would have a list for sure. And I would set a timer on my phone.
Me too.
And I would do it as fast as I could. 15 minutes is all I'm allowed.
I love that. Dawn. Oh my God. You're my sister from another mister.
I know, I know.
That is totally me. I'm like, I have got to be out of here in like
7 minutes.
And that's what I'll do. I'll pick an odd number.
I look like a crazy person.
You look like you're on that game show.
I would never, are you kidding? I would never get a card. Are you kidding me? It's always a basket.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh my God, I love you.
So what are these studies you have?
So the study is saying that 80% of Americans say in spite of everything, they do feel optimistic. The top three things that keep people's optimism up are a hope that the pandemic will end this year. I don't know that it's ever going to end. It's just going to be under control, kind of like the flu.
Control.
You know what I mean?
No, you're so right.
It's always going to be out there. It's just a matter of how we control it. Just like you said, people are very enthusiastic of the fact that 2020 is behind us, completely over. And the idea of traveling more this year.
Yes.
That's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, I might wait until next year. Because people, once
money.
Everything opens up,
it's going to be a madhouse.
It's going to be so crazy. I might be so irritated when I'm on vacation that I won't enjoy myself. So I want to go to Europe. I want to go to England and take those classes in person, my baking classes.
Oh, I love that.
And visit where they filmed Downton Abbey, Highclere Castle.
Why don't you take a road trip with MC and go to South Dakota?
That's a great idea.
It's such a great trip, Dawn.
I've never been. I've only driven through.
You gotta go. It is.
Okay,
it's just so pretty, and it just.
I want to know the place animals. You stayed where you got to
where the donkey was.
Yeah,
I will. I'll give you all the info.
Ranch.
It's called Circle View Ranch.
Oh,
and you want to stay in the guest house.
Okay.
Okay, and then that's where the donkeys hang out.
Oh, good.
I've got a thing for donkeys right now. I go through these phases. Like first, it's goats. Then it was alpacas.
Love goats, by the way.
Then it was llamas, and now I'm onto donkeys. Like I could just. And foxes.
My cousin just got a baby cow, and it's their first one.
We were just looking at baby cows online.
It's adorable. She sent me a video last night, and it was hopping around like your dog, you know, when it's excited to play, and it hops up on its. It was so cute.
Oh, if you like that, Grant, you have to follow my sister's Instagram with all of her. She has Nigerian pygmy goats,
yes.
And they're tiny little things, and they just. Jump around and buck around and leap, and you should see them when they're on ice.
Oh
they
my
don't
God.
Know what's going on, and they slide. Oh, it's so cute.
So cute.
Anyway, I digress.
Yes,
all right.
Guys.
Well, I have another study, and it has to do with food.
Okay.
And so a lot of people doing takeout and delivery. I think I've done takeout once in the whole year.
Really?
No, delivery.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never have anyone ring my doorbell with food, like ever.
But you don't even just go pick it up somewhere?
No.
Mm.
Okay. It never occurs to me to do that. Instead, I struggle with like trying to create
one can
a meal.
Of corn
cooking
and some
and cleaning
pasta.
And all that fun stuff.
Corn pasta.
Corn pasta.
Anyway, so what would you think is in America is the most popular takeout?
Oh, I mean, it has to still be pizza.
It's not.
It's not?
Pizza is number two.
Okay.
Everywhere else in the world, by the way, pizza is number one.
Okay, Chinese food.
It is.
Whoa. Okay.
It is, which makes me want to go pick up some Chinese food today. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do it. Support our local businesses. Donna.
I know. And yeah. That's better than having it delivered because then they have to pay a fee.
They have to pay the fee.
Yeah.
Not yes. me.
Or they okay. lose.
They lose money. Right. And it's not as good. Because the poor DoorDash people, love them, and we do that from time to time, but it just depends on what you get. It's just they struggle because of COVID and all the restrictions. It's just hard for them to get the food to
right.
there.
Sometimes
on
the
time.
Fries are soggy.
Yeah. Yeah.
They do more than one spot at a time now, which because they're short so many drivers. So that's why sometimes you get cold food. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
I feel bad for them. I do.
We're sorry. You guys are doing a great
job. Great
job.
I use you almost every week, so no complaints.
Wow, that's awesome. All right, the moment you've all been waiting for, maybe, I don't know.
Oh,
but
God.
This Army Hammer story is getting even more bizarre. We'll tell you what an ex-girlfriend had to say coming up. Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Thanks for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Well,
is this entertainment?
I don't know how entertaining this is going to be, but it's disturbing.
Okay, I gotta
and it
know.
Involves a celebrity. So you've heard all the stories about Armie Hammer, right? The actor.
Yeah. Now, this isn't the first time this kind of stuff has surfaced. Haven't we heard a little bit of this maybe 3 years ago or something?
Yeah, he did an interview, I think, Dawn, it was actually 2013 for Playboy.
Oh.
And the things that he said were just... Let me tell you what he said.
Great.
He said something to the effect of, I like grabbing of the neck and hair and all of that. But then you get married and your sexual appetites change. And I mean for the better. It's not like I'm suffering in any way, but you can't really pull your wife's hair. He said, it gets to a point where you say, I respect you too much to do these things and that I kind of want to do. He claimed in a separate interview after that one that he was drunk at the time of the interview. Okay, so that...
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. That's terrible.
He's like, oh, I guess you shouldn't drink while you're being interviewed.
Oh, for the love of God.
I know. So now he's got this... So all these stories have surfaced about his weird, kinky things. There's DMs that are surfacing that are coming from... Instagram and Twitter and private messages, allegedly. Now, his latest ex-girlfriend says their romance was like dating a wannabe Hannibal Lecter.
Oh.
His idea of pillow talk, she says, was fantasizing about which of her body parts he'd like to roast and devour. Mm. He said... He wants to break my rib and barbecue it and eat it.
How do you respond to that? You're like, yeah, I want to have sex with you too. Yeah,
right? So she says, I'm going to tell you everything she said, okay?
Yes.
She said, bleep, that was weird, but you never think about it again. And then you overlook it. You overlook it. And then he comes back and says, I want to take a bite out of you. She said, if I had a little cut on my hand, he wanted to suck it or lick it.
No.
She goes, that's about as weird as it got.
Duh.
So then...
What?
He has fantasies of cannibalism, apparently. So then Armie Hammer allegedly asked a partner in one of these stories that we'd been talking about if he could cut off one of her toes and keep it with him in his pocket so he'd always have a piece of her in his possession.
No.
This if this is true, he needs help.
Yeah.
Serious help.
Because if you have these thoughts and you're not hot and you just work at, you know, Walgreens and you have these urges, you might do it.
Right? Like, you would think his celebrity would keep him in check. Like, when are people going to learn? Like, if you're a celebrity, you have a responsibility to yourself.
Yeah.
To like
not
appear like
not ever have any of this in writing.
Right.
It's like, called a filter. Like what?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I know that people get intimate, but you don't if you're a celebrity, like you can't ever really know if they're going to say something in the
public. If somebody's going to say, yes.
Because there's money involved.
Throw you under the bus.
Because you can be paid.
Right. Well, this girl, she is the founder of some company. Her name is Courtney Vuskovich.
Okay.
And she said he likes the idea of skin in his teeth. She goes on to say that not only was he weird and was he gross, but he was also emotionally abusive. She said he's like a super captivating person. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about actor Armie Hammer. She said he has such a presence and he's aware of that. And he uses it in a way that most women would think, oh my God, this is amazing. She said, but what's scary is how good he is at active manipulation, making you feel like he's never felt this way about anybody.
Oh, he's one of those.
Yeah.
Yes.
She said that she found herself submitting to him physically and emotionally only to realize she was being manipulated and gaslit. She said he quickly grooms you in the relationship and he captivates you while being charming. But while he's doing that, he's grooming you for darker and heavier consuming, meaning physically, emotionally, and financially. She said everything.
I totally get this.
And I think I believe her.
I do too.
I don't even know her.
He sounds like a serial killer.
He does. Yes.
I'm sorry. Just the kind of behavior that's like a sociopath.
Exactly. She said that he's also a chameleon who transforms into who you need him to be.
He's an actor. They're manipulated.
Yeah.
I mean, not all actors.
Not all of them, but you know, like they can, that's how they trick you into believing what they're doing, right? Not trick you, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're charismatic.
There you go.
You know who kind of sounds like, and I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it, but this sounds very similar to the Shia LaBeouf stories.
Yeah.
You know, the manipulation and how you don't recognize it as abuse when you're in it until
and James DeFranco.
James Franco.
Franco. I almost said DeFranco. Yeah, James Franco. You know, it's just they have so much power, you know.
And they know how to use it.
And they're good looking. And it's just, yeah. I mean, I have met people like this.
Mm-hmm.
And they just really, they're very manipulative. And they can really, I haven't met someone who wants to eat my flesh.
Right. Yes. No, nor have I.
But I have met manipulative and dated people who are super charming. And they make you feel like you're the center of the universe. And that they've never felt this way before. And it's all a manipulation to get you to do what they want.
What they need.
Control you.
It's true.
It's really a mind blank.
And
if you know what I mean.
Yes. Yeah. She said that he would drink and do drugs all the time and that he would put her in some dangerous situations where I wasn't okay. He was heavily drinking and she said, I wasn't drinking that way and it scared me and I didn't feel comfortable. And you do end up doing things that are very out of character for you. She said, including when it comes to sex. And she said that Armie Hammer is one of the most broken people she's ever met. Mm. He makes you feel bad for him. And that's scary because that's what keeps you close to him. And then she got to the point where she found herself paying for everything.
Wow.
She said, I would have to pay for gas for his truck because he's allegedly broke. And then it gets to a point where he actually needs you. She said that they had spent like 3 weeks together, 24/7. And when she went off on her own and he would keep texting her hundreds of times. Just
obsessive,
texting.
Huh?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh gosh.
This guy's got some the drugs and alcohol thing is what really scares me about this part. I mean all of it, but like that's
even sober he has issues. And then if you add drugs and alcohol on top of it.
Ooh. Exactly.
Yeah.
She said the relationship ended following an explosive fight and he ended up leaving. But she had to go. She started having panic attacks and she had to check into a like 30-day partial hospitalization program for PTSD and trauma. So she's getting help from people who specialize in that field. And she said, that's my experience with
an
Armie
abusive
Hammer.
Person.
Yep.
Who has some deep-seated issues.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah, it's just...
Listen, if you feel that inner voice saying something's not right,
mm-hmm.
you have to trust that inner voice mm-hmm. because yeah. it's you talking to you.
Yes. And I can recommend a great book if you're considering.
Oh, like I know which one you're talking about. The fear one.
The Gift of Fear.
Yes,
it's
I have that book.
By a
security
detective
guard, right?
who investigated domestic abuse and murders of people who, you know, women that were murdered by their partners. And this can, it can apply to anyone. It doesn't have to be, it can be men, women, you know, but this just happened to be women in particular. And like men who kill their partners have these qualities and there are like 20 of them. And I was dating a man at one point who had 17.
No.
And I, you know, my sister gave me the book and it was a very scary time in my life. And I'm still, you know,
you
feel
have,
in fear of that he knows where I am and and all of that. So I'm just, you know.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So anyway, The Gift of Fear, it's super eye opening. And it would really, if you don't ever have the experience, at least you might be able to help someone else out who's in it.
Yep.
You know, and you can recommend it to them. It's really a good book.
I have a neighbor, Nancy. She said that she gives that book as a gift to, like, everyone in her life, mm-hmm. like young women who go off to college or who move away from home.
Because you want to be nice. And people who are looking to hurt you and harm you and manipulate you, they prey upon people who are naive. And you don't want to be mean. Like, I remember the first story in the book is about a woman who is carrying groceries and there's a guy who's like wants to help her with
like
the groceries
in the parking lot,
mm-hmm. and it's dark and she lets him like, you know, either come into her apartment or help her in some way. And she had all these red flags that kept going on. And that's The Gift of Fear. Like, you have to listen to your inner voice.
Yes.
And just, you cannot be afraid to be, quote unquote, mean and say, no, thank you.
That's our fault. That, I mean, that's where we run into trouble. It's like, oh, I don't want to be mean.
Oh,
I don't want to be.
It's alarming. And then it's like, I don't know what, you know, but you got to be able to.
You
got to
be like, get out of my face.
Yeah.
You know, get away from me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I carry mace now. Pepper spray.
Yeah.
I have one on the side of my bed. I have one on the side of the cabin. I have one in my purse right now.
Yeah.
You just, you know.
My girlfriend has a whistle, too, on her keys.
I like that idea.
I gave her a hunting, like an orange whistle that's right on her keys. So if she ever needs to, she can blow that whistle.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. I have this thing that's like a stabby thing that looks like a cat on my keychain. It's
really
a tool
good.
That you can just ram into somebody's neck or eyes.
That's awesome.
All right. Well.
We're so dark today. We started the show with death, and we're ending it with, like, horrible abuse.
Protect yourself. Have something. Yeah. Oh, my
absolutely.
Gosh.
All right. On that note, when we come back on the Donna and Steve show, it's the final stretch. We'll get to our Facebook question, which is, who's your same-sex crush? And we've also got a story of a granny who's arguing with Alexa over music. When we come right back on My Talk. Hi.
Hello.
We're back. Final stretch of the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. Donna Valentine along with Dawn McClain, who's filling in for the under the weather Steve Patterson.
Yes, he'll be back Monday. Hopefully much better.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now, we have a lot of people in our lives who don't even have cell phones that are older. My mom just got one 2 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so, but some people really embrace things like that device that you can talk to that I don't want to say the
good
name.
Oh, her name. Good one. Yep.
It'll alert somebody and turn it on right now if they don't want it to. That one that's kind of like Jason and fill in the blank.
Hey-o.
Yep. All right, so I found a really cute video of this grandma, and she is going to say it, so it's going to alert your device right now. But she's looking for some music. Do you have that clip?
I got it here.
Okay. Yep, she's in Florida. She's yelling at it.
Okay, sorry, started it too early. Here we go.
That's a jumping song, honey. I want a beautiful dancing song, honey. You know the nice ones, honey. A kind of suave, like, you know, honey, you play a lot of beautiful...
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
That is precious. I love it.
Oh my gosh. That's a jumping song. I want some dance music. I want some suave songs.
Yes, that was the
but it
best.
Just keeps playing Usher's Club Hit. Yeah.
Oh my
over
God.
And over again.
That's so funny.
Oh gosh. My grandma, I'm just thinking about if my grandma, you know, she passed away years ago and just. Even having a cell phone at all. I mean, that just would have been hilarious to me.
Oh, I know. Oh, Grams. That is adorable. Okay, so on that note, our Facebook question for today as we move on is, who is your same-sex crush? It's funny, we just got an answer that said, I'm gay. Do I have to pick a woman in that case? And then he put a picture of someone, but I don't know who she is. She's adorable.
Oh,
anyway,
funny.
Mark, I don't know who that is. Grant?
Yes.
Who's your same-sex crush?
I would have to say I'm a big fan right now. Like, right now, just because of how much I love his music right now, Billy Joel is hitting me pretty well.
Really?
Yeah. I have been jamming out to Billy Joel, and I'm just, I'd want to, I don't know why. There's not a sexual thing, but just. He's
sure.
He's,
yeah, it doesn't have to be that.
No. He's turning my buttons a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds sexual. All right, that's cool. Dawn, seriously?
I would say Angelina Jolie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because she's beautiful?
Yeah, and she, you know, despite all of her personal issues,
yep.
I think that she does a lot of great things and for the world and for children.
I think so,
and,
too.
And, you know, she does a lot with her celebrity. I
yes,
think, you know,
that's
she's,
great.
She's not just a pretty face.
Right. That yeah. is true. Okay.
And you.
Yeah, what's yours?
Mine is Pamela Adlon.
Okay.
From the FX show, Better Things. And
oh,
she
yes.
was from the
yes.
Louis C.K. show years ago when it was just really low production value. And not, but she is on. She's cool. I like her. I think she's cool. I like her style. I like that she's outspoken. I just like her.
Oh,
Lori said Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Yeah.
I like her too. Love her show. Is that coming back?
Oh, Fleabag. I hope not.
You didn't like it?
Oh, I can't stand it.
Oh, really?
Really? But that's okay. Everybody has their thing and I get it. You know, there's just some people that you can't stand and annoy you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Sorry, Lori. Oh.
Oh, that's okay.
Everybody loves her but me. It's okay.
Karen said, it looks like a picture of Heidi Klum, I think.
Mm.
Yes, she's cool. Darcy said, yep, Kristen Bell. Diane Lane is a close second.
Ooh.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, Kimberly Ramey Shenz. She said, Olivia Colman. I love her. I agree.
I do,
I was going to say Queen Elizabeth also.
Oh, my God, that's
because
hilarious.
I'm fascinated. By her.
I am too.
Yeah.
I like her. A lot of people said Jennifer Garner. Bill said, nobody said Steve Patterson. Sad.
Oh, Bill.
Any Will Smiths on there?
I don't see Will Smith.
That's been mine, actually. If you want my real one, I'm thinking about it for long. Will Smith, I've always been a big, like, if I could, yeah.
If you could
be him.
A celebrity.
Yeah, be a celebrity. Will Smith is
he
awesome.
He was a cool guy, too. We had him in the studio at my last station because he was promoting, go ahead, drop it. Drop it like it's hot.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
He could not have been more just normal,
genuine,
yeah.
down to earth. You felt like you were talking to your buddy. You never felt like you were talking to a celebrity,
right?
Even though in your head you knew you were, but he was just so lovely. Somebody said J-Law. Wow, somebody posted a picture of Steve without a shirt on.
Oh no,
John.
Oh,
well, John posted a picture of Steve with no shirt on.
Oh, that's funny.
With a cup of coffee in the other hand. Oh, my God. That's so funny. Charlize Theron is on here.
Brenna says Brie Larson 100%.
Oh, I like that.
Captain Marvel.
I love that.
Kimberly. I love how everyone's putting up little gifts.
Yeah, I do, too.
Those are cute. Oh, a lot of people love Pink.
I like Pink, too. I think she's awesome.
I met her. Your name drop.
Drop it like a top.
He came in the studio and sang just a cappella live, you know, and it was pitch perfect. And she was like 5 feet tall, just the tiniest little thing. And to have that voice come out of somebody, she has some songs where, I mean, how she, I mean, it's fantastic.
Have you ever seen her concert? I used to watch a lot of, what was the name of the station? Palladium?
Oh, yeah.
On you know, it was on my cable system. And I've never been to one of her concerts in person, but holy cow, does she put on a great show. And it, not just the aerial stuff, but because, you know, she's always swinging on a trapeze. But her voice is just unbelievable, that she does Bohemian Rhapsody like nobody's business.
Yeah.
It is outstanding.
Really, really great.
Allison says, I have a huge girl crush on Elizabeth Reese. She's absolutely fabulous.
Oh, Lizzie.
She is fabulous.
Those dimples.
She is so cute.
I wish I had those dimples.
I know.
And that, did you know that she said that she's really thrilled when her kids, like, she checks for dimples. She's got to make sure that her kids have the dimples.
And those kids are so precious.
Oh, they do.
She is exactly who she sounds like on the radio and on TV.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, she's
genuine and sweet.
Oh, she didn't even know who I was. But the first day I was like getting her ready to go on a few months ago before she took her leave, she was like, oh, hi, Grant. I mean, just made me feel like we had been friends for the last 20 years.
She's, and
she's
the best.
Like that every time I talk to her.
Yep. I love Fantastic. Elizabeth Reese. Yeah. Love, 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 love.
Barbara says Kate McKinnon. Yes. So funny. SNL.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Wendy posted a picture of the girl who plays, oh my God, what's her name on Schitt's Creek? Oh, it's a boy's name. I can't remember, but she just posted it and says, warmest regards. I love it. I love that her,
Speaking
too.
Speaking of Poops Creek, Shane has a picture of Dan Levy on his, drinking some coffee.
I love him. He's adorable.
He is awesome.
Yeah. Did you watch a series?
I've watched, my girlfriend's obsessed with it. I'm kind of like Dawn in the situation where everybody's told me to watch it.
Yeah.
So I've kind of just, I'll wait. I'll give it some time.
Yeah. But it's very good.
I love his, that's Eugene Levy nice is awesome.
Yep.
So, and I love the dynamic of the father-son aspect. So I'm sure it's great.
And what's her face? Oh my God. Why am I blanking on her name?
The Home Alone.
Yes. She makes the entire show. She's
Catherine
great.
Catherine O'Hara?
Yes. Thank you. She's so great. Let's go see what Robert has to say. He's on the phone.
Oh.
Hi, Robert.
Hi.
Hi.
I have two.
Okay.
Always make fun of me, but Tom Selleck back in the Magnum P.I. days.
Yes.
And Robert Redford from like Barefoot in the Park or Legal Eagles.
Yes.
He's just so charming.
I agree. You have good taste in man crushes.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Robert. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, everybody, for participating.
Oh, it's already over?
Oh, I didn't do the song.
Oh, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
Oh, gosh.
Well,
don't worry. It's all weird today.
Yeah.
I mean, half the time I did it and half the time I didn't.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's okay. We'll keep it in our hearts.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much, Dawn. Thank you for staying late.
Have
You're the
best. Have
a good
weekend by yourself, Donna.
Thank you. I will.
You love it.
You have a great weekend, too. Grant, we'll see you back here on Monday. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Colleen and Bradley are coming in next.